Every now and then you get some news that just smacks you in the face and it just sort of comes out of the blue. Yeah, and that happened this afternoon, didn't it, with Australian Test captain announcing that he was stepping down effective immediately. Now, there was some text messages that were exchanged in 2017, which have now been made public.
4 years ago.
4 years ago, which was before he was Australian captain. But nevertheless, I'm sure it was extremely embarrassing at the time. It was addressed with his family at the time, but it's become public now. And yeah, it's huge news, Jarz. Absolutely huge, Bernie.
Within the Australian, Ashes
and
series,
well, less than 3 weeks till the Ashes series kicks off. So,
wow.
Very interested to know why it happened in 2017. Yeah. Why is it coming out now?
On the eve of the Ashes series? Mm. That's targeted. Mm. Someone's held their powder.
Tim Payne, in a press conference about 2 hours ago, talked about his actions.
On reflection, my actions in 2017 do not meet the standard of an Australian cricket captain or the wider community. I'm deeply sorry for the hurt and pain that I have caused to my wife, my family and to the other party. I'm sorry for any damage that this does to the reputation of our sport, and I believe that it is the right decision for me to stand down as captain, effective immediately.
So there you go. So from what I believe is happening, Bernie, is that he's resigned from the captaincy, but he's still available for selection. But I honestly can't see how he's going to stay in the side after
He only plays if he's captain.
Yeah.
And if he's not captain, he's gone, which creates opportunity for Alex Carey. Inglis is knocking down the door too. But I get a bit... I don't condone anything he's done. Like, he should not be saying some of the things we've read that apparently or allegedly he said. Mm. And the pictures he sent, but why does it take 4 years on the eve of the Ashes to bring something out like this? He wasn't even in the Australian team at the time.
Right.
He was thinking of retiring from cricket, from what our timeline lines up correctly. And for someone to bring out this, if it was such a problem, surely you deal with it at the time, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't.
Absolutely.
He's got a wife and kids and everything. He shouldn't be doing what he was doing, but I just feel like they've waited for his career to sort of half take off and, you know, Australian captain and then come out and drop this. I don't know about
Here he is about his regret.
Although exonerated, I deeply regretted this incident at the time and still do today. I spoke to my wife and family at the time and am enormously grateful for their forgiveness and support.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what I said earlier, was that it was obviously addressed at some stage after 2017, and whether he thought that was then, it was done, it was right, move on, I've made a huge mistake, and he's, you know, sounds like he's made amends with his family and they've forgiven him in a certain aspect.
Yeah.
But now it's made public, it just brings it all to the fore again. So it affects his career, but it affects his career after cricket as well. He's nearing the end if this isn't the end. So
who brings this out?
That's where the story's going to go to now.
Is it the female involved? Is it, because it seems like they dealt with it. I know we don't know, but what I want to know now is it the actual female that is involved?
And
was she
an employee in Tasmanian cricket?
That's allegedly the word I'm hearing. Yes.
Okay.
Is someone got word of it and thought, oh, this is great, let's bring this out, make it public, put it in the public domain on the eve of the Ashes?
Yeah, that's
I think that's what's happened.
The first thing that came to me was the English tabloid press.
Who are
unbelievable.
Vermin.
There's been stitch up after stitch up. And I just felt like that was where my head went straight away. Whether that's happened or not, but I've got some feelers out there at the moment to try and work out.
Here's Tim Payne talking about he loved his role and he was very emotional in the press conference.
I've loved my role as captain of the Australian cricket team, and it's been the greatest privilege of my sporting life to lead the Australian men's test team.
Yeah, and so highly emotional.
Did you see him in the press conference? I was watching it live at Grange, and, well, he was sort of starting to get in. It was just about at that time when he was talking about his role and how much it meant to him, and then he just took off. He actually jogged out of the press conference.
Halfway through the...
Well, I don't know how far through he was, but he certainly wasn't finished. There was no closure to the... I think he sensed that he was about to get really emotional and thought, you know what? Maybe thought about Steve Smith when he did his. He got really emotional and stood there and just copped it for ages. maybe thought, well, I'm out. And he just jogged off, and the cameras actually followed him behind a closed door, and that was it. So bizarre scenes, but a bit unfair, I feel.
Now, who replaces Tim Payne as the Australian captain? Can I ask you that question first?
Yeah, there's a few names going around. Marnus Labuschagne would be a half-decent appointment, I would think. There's a lot of chat about Pat Cummins, all right? So I think people forget, I mean, they talk about why fast bowlers aren't captains, and they've already spoken about this summer that they can't do what they did last summer and not rotate their best three bowlers. Now, Pat Cummins cannot probably play. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it hurt the Australian cricket team last season when they didn't rotate out of the last two test matches. Now, do you want your Australian test captain to be going in and out of the test side?
No,
it's too disruptive. So for me, that just puts a line through Pat Cummins. So for me, I've said it for a long time now, I just go back to Stephen Smith. Mm. And I know that divides opinion, but I just think he wasn't, I mean, we can go back to South Africa, but his role was very, very small in that, but he took the fall for the team. And I think, you know, obviously everyone has learnt from that, and I believe that he'd be a lot better captain than what he was then.
That's an important point. His partner was very minor, considering what was going on.
He suspected that something was going on. Yeah. He didn't know what was going on. Yep. He suspected.
We've got to remember
that. But that's where he was. That's where he put his hand up and said, you know what? I suspected something. I didn't do. Yep. Didn't address it at the time.
And he took big hit. It feels like emotionally we feel like he was a massive part of that. Mm. Like he almost did it. Mm. That's how I feel about that situation. We've got to remember that's the role he played. He didn't do too much wrong, to be honest. And Darren Lehman took a big hit as well at the time. I think you're right, Blue. I reckon he's the man.
I think you absolutely agree with everything you said. And then the second question, who replaces Tim Payne as the wicketkeeper for the Australian cricket side?
Oh, I just think Alex Carey, 30 years of age, is the man right now. Good. And especially in regards to what's just happened.
Okay.
You need a bit of experience in there now just
and
to
settle things. And he's a much-loved figure in the public.
Oh, he's very popular. He's a tough man.
He's tough. We love
him.
He's
an exciting cricketer. Yeah. Now's the time.
Okay, good stuff.
And best of all, he's South Australian.
Yep. Well, there's more to come in the next 24, 48 hours, family. So watch this space. But Tim Payne has announced he's stepping down, effective immediately as the Australian cricket captain due to, text messages exchanging about 2017 between him and a female staff, allegedly at the Tasmanian cricket facilities. This is the Rush Hour.
On Triple M.